Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Amy Spencer, the organizer for the Kelowna Food for All program.
Tell me about what the summer lunch program and the Sunday dinners, who that is for and what's the purpose of it.
The vision of Food for All is to create community so everybody eats. So ideally, we have people from all socioeconomic levels come and eat. It's like what we try to do is we try to tackle food insecurity, which basically includes hunger, by having programs that are fun to come to, where people feel welcome, where we enjoy each other's company. We get nourished by the food, but we also get nourished by each other's company. Because a lot of times, if people are food insecure, they also are socially isolated. So to get people to come and have fun and to enjoy company, it really helps make it feel like it's not so much a handout as it's a community thing. And so we love it when people come in who aren't quote-unquote poor and just come and eat and sit down and get to know somebody they have never met.
And how did Food for All start? Did you see much of a need in the Kelowna community for a program as you described?
Yeah, we did see a need, but also I was actually honestly really inspired by my patron saint, who was a woman who ended up actually dying in a concentration camp because she was caring for the Jews in Nazi Paris at the time. And so I just started praying and asking her, you know, what can I do to help my community, basically? And I got the inspiration and went from there. And that was more than 4 years ago, because this summer is our fourth year of Summer Lunch.
The program is with the Summer Lunch and with the Sunday dinners. Is that just for the summer, or does any of that go year-round?
Yeah, well, the Summer Lunch runs from June 5th this year to, I believe it's August 11th, it's a Friday anyway, and it's Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And then we start up the Sunday suppers soon after summer lunch is over. And we don't have a date for that yet.
Mm-hmm. Where is it that you provide the dinners for Kelowna? Where does that happen?
It actually happens, they both happen at the same place. It's at Kelowna Methodist, which is right downtown. It's an awesome location, and they are so welcoming and open. I'm so thankful for them. It's not a Methodist organization. They actually do hold our accounts. You know, we have a bank account with them, but it's very ecumenical. Anybody can be involved, you know, and they are not controlling at all, and it's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Where does the food come from? How do you manage to get this all together for Kelowna residents?
Well, this is a very generous community, for one thing. So we get donations. We also have some grants. Also, we have a sign-up online where people sign up to volunteer. They can also sign up to provide food. Like we have veggies, bread that's donated, cookies. Those kinds of things are all on our sign-up. We also have a donor who provides income for a salad bar, which is just awesome. I love that.
How do you get the word out or try to reach out to those who may need this service but not realize it or might, like you said, feel like insecure to really give it a shot?
Well, a lot of it is word of mouth. But we also do just all sorts of different ways. We put flyers in report cards. I spend a lot of time just doing PR, just getting the word out. It's definitely getting out. During summer lunch last year, we had 45 people there each day. During Sunday supper, we averaged about 40 this first season doing Sunday supper. So the word's definitely getting out, and I'm excited, and people are really starting to share it with friends, you know, and so. Mm-hmm.
And this is a free program, or does it cost anything for anyone to come and have dinner?
Yeah, it's actually free or by donation. If you want to make a donation when you come in for your food, that's great. But if you don't feel that you can, then you can eat for free. Mm-hmm. And so we don't ever judge eligibility, or we don't judge at all. That's one of our things we really focus on, is not being judgmental in any way toward people who come and eat with us.
Mm. And in the 4 or so years that you've been doing this, how has this really impacted you as someone who wanted to help and wanted to do good for our community?
Well, it's really changed my life because I consider it a call now for sure. At first, I was kind of resistant. I was like, oh man, this is a lot of work and this is kind of scary. But now it's really become my life, and I really, really like it, and I love the people. I love the people who come. I love the people who help. Boy, I'd recommend anybody coming to volunteer for us and really getting out of your comfort zone and getting to know somebody who's not like you. Mm-hmm. You know, that's really changed me, and I'm thankful for that.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Food for All organizer Amy Spencer. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.